Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com on this Thursday, May 31st. Here's your sports. Fans took up every inch of space at Bienski Stadium last night in Mumford to watch Game 1 of the Region 2 Championship Series between the Bryan Vikings and the A&M Consolidated Tigers, and they saw what they expected to see, a low-scoring pitching show, and as things go, mistakes told the tale. The Consol Tigers are now one win away from a trip to state after a 4-2 win over their crosstown rival, Bryan Vikings. Game 2 of the best-of-three series is today at 5:30 at Fireman's Park in Brenham. If Bryan wins to tie the series, the deciding game will follow the first game. More than 2,500, closer to 3,000 fans took up the bleacher space and the standing room only space to watch this high reward showdown. Four Bryan errors, though, helped pave the way to Consol to break a 2-2 tie in the sixth inning when Alec Paradowski got a two-out bases-loaded single.
Here's Alec Paradowski, 1-for-2 on the night. And this one off the edge of the bat. Is it going to drop? And it will. Base hit. One run will score. The second one coming around. And it's a two-run single for Alec Paradowski. 4-2. A&M Consolidated. Alec Paradowski on the first swing takes it the opposite way to shallow left field. And the Tigers are doubling up the Vikings here in the top of the sixth.
The Tigers out-hit the Vikes 9-3, but it was a Bryan error and a two-out hit batsman in that sixth inning that loaded the bases for Baradowski's two-run hit. Riley Farrell got the win in a pitching duel with Bryan's Ty Culbreth. Consol's Seth Hulbert got the save as he gave up just one hit and struck out the final Bryan batter.
Tigers just need one. Vikings trying to stay alive here, down 4-2, bottom of the seventh. Here's the 2-2 pitch.
It's a called strike, and that's your ball game.
Wow. A&M Consolidated wins it on a called strike 3 to end it. Colin Fry goes down looking. Tigers win game 1, 4-2.
We will broadcast all the baseball today from Fireman's Park on WTAW starting at about 5:15 with the pregame of game 2 of that series. It was fun last night. It will be again tonight. Well, the Aggie guests are here for the NCAA Regional. That means TCU, Ole Miss, and Dayton are in town. At Olsen Field at Bluebell Park today, there will be practice and there will be press conferences. The NCAA Regional is one of 16 around the country that starts tomorrow at 12:35 with TCU going against Ole Miss. Should be a good opening matchup for the double elimination. Rob Childress, of course, looking forward to the Dayton Flyers, a team that got in by winning the Atlantic 10 Conference Championship Tournament.
They've hit some home runs, and, you know, what I think the thing that they want to do is create pressure on the bases. And for us, we're going to have to do a great job just keeping them off the bases and not allowing them to do that, and hopefully we can grab a lead. But, you know, if you're playing this time of the year, you deserve to be playing this time of year, and we know we've got a tough test come Friday.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow, of course. Tomorrow night, again, the Aggies at 6:35 with Dayton. In the NBA, down 2-0 in the series, Oklahoma City Thunder hope that their home court is an advantage tonight in Game 3 against the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs enter the game on a 20-game winning streak, and they're up 2-0. Texas Rangers scored 8 runs Wednesday night, which is usually more than enough to win, but the Seattle Mariners trumped baseball's best offense by putting together a pair of 8-run innings, and they clobbered the Rangers 21-8. Over in the National League, where Carlos Gonzalez homered in each of his last 3 at-bats, where Colorado was scoring the last 8 runs in a 13-5 rout of the Houston Astros. Back to basketball, the New Orleans Hornets were the big winners in the NBA lottery last night. The Hornets came away with the first overall pick in next month's draft, jumping over Charlotte after having a 13.7% chance of landing the number one selection. The Bobcats had to settle for the second choice after owning a 25% chance of coming away with the top pick. Washington had the third pick, and followed by Cleveland and Sacramento. The Aggie men's golf team, well, they'll be a long shot to make the match play segment of the NCAA tournament in California after shooting 12 over par yesterday for a 2-day total of 26 over, and they stand tied for 20th place. To advance beyond today's final stroke play round, A&M must catch up 10 shots on five teams that are tied for that eighth spot that'll make the bracket competition that starts tomorrow. Well, first Serena, then Venus. The Williams sisters have been bounced from the French Open within the first 4 days of the Grand Slam. Venus Williams fell to third seed Agni Raguanza in the second round, one day after her sister Serena was a first round loser in three sets. Roger Federer earned a record 234th victory at Grand Slam tournaments, breaking a tie he was in with Jimmy Connors. And in the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 1 last night, it was the L.A. Kings defeating New Jersey in New Jersey, 2-1. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.